sac procedure was having to be done a lot more in the 80s and early 90s because we didn't have a lot of the really good prescription diets that prevent stones from forming, but it's still a very common procedure and one that can be very necessary. You can have a stone that rolls into the urethra, comes down to that narrowing and gets stuck. Effectively, that narrowing we widen and open up so that now they have a straight shot from the bladder all the way out. While they can still have stones forming, at least the risk of an acute obstruction that causes them to be in a life-threatening emergency situation is hopefully not the case anymore.
We have a very special guest today, Dr. Mike King. He is a board certified veterinary surgeon at Canada West Veterinary Specialists.
Pleasure to be here.
How do I know if my cat needs PU surgery or peritoneal urethrostomy surgery?
Yeah, what it's needed for is a very common condition seen in cats when the urethra is blocked. So urine is made by the kidneys, comes down through ureters into the bladder, and then from the bladder, it comes out through the urethra. Unfortunately, some cats and dogs, but focusing on cats, can develop bladder stones in their urine for sometimes genetic reasons, sometimes diet-related reasons, but they can form these little crystals or can form into stones. And that's okay as long as those stones can get out most of the time. The problem is that male cats, the urethra comes out of the bladder at a certain length, and then just before it comes out the tip of the penis, it narrows substantially. And so because of that, you can have a stone that sits in the bladder and is fine, and rolls into the urethra, comes down to that narrowing and gets stuck. And so you can end up with them not able to pee. And so you'll see a cat, usually male, at the litter tray, posturing and posturing and trying to go and not producing anything. And now that is different from other conditions where cats can have irritated bladders where they are going frequently small amounts. But this is one where like they really are struggling to get urine out. And that can be a life-threatening emergency very quickly because you need to be able to get urine out. It has a lot of toxins and things in it that build up in the body, but also just the damage to the bladder that occurs as it gets more and more full. So how we normally try and treat those initially is, and this is done in general practices as well as emergency clinics, is to try and catheterize the urethra, try and establish flow, and then looking at trying to get some of the stones out if you can, get some samples, and depending on what they look like, trying medical or diet treatment to decrease the stone forming. So we don't jump to that surgery usually in the first instance, but if they are blocked a second time, or certainly if they've been doing medical treatment and it's not getting any better, then we certainly look towards doing surgery. And what we do there is effectively that narrowing, we widen and open up so that now they have a straight shot from the bladder all the way out. And so any stones that can make it into the first part of the urethra should be able to make it all the way out. And so while they can still have stones forming, and that can be a problem for other reasons that you need to manage, at least the risk of an acute obstruction that causes them to be in a life-threatening emergency situation is hopefully not the case anymore.
Best to discuss it with your surgeon and your medical team if your cat's a second offender blocking.
Yeah, and I would say that that procedure was having to be done a lot more in the 80s and early 90s because we didn't have a lot of the really good prescription diets or other medical treatments that were able to prevent stones from forming. So there are lots of pet owners that have their cats on urinary diets, and the goal there is to try and avoid stones from forming. So the amount that this surgery is having to be done now is much less, but it's still a very common procedure and one that can be very necessary to allow ongoing life.
I think we answered that. Thank you so much.